I'd like to call the meeting to order. It's Friday, January 5th, 2018, 6 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Commissioner Jan Barbas.
Yes.
Commissioner Roy Davis.
Yes.
Commissioner Andy Martin.
Here.
Commissioner Angie Christian.
Here. Can I have an approval of the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda. I would like to add correspondence and a complaint from the pilot and distribute the information from our attorney regarding this.
Does that go under new business?
Yes.
Do you want to amend your motion?
I'll amend my motion to include under A, B of new business, a complaint from the pilot and the stuff from our attorney.
I'll second that. Approve the agenda as amended.
Commissioner Andy Martin.
Yes.
Commissioner Roy Davis.
Yes.
Commissioner Dan Barbas.
Yes.
Commissioner Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Commissioner Angie Christian.
Yes. I don't have any agenda-related public comments in front of me, so we'll move on to new business. Fuel dock.
Let me give a little update on that.
Please.
Okay, so the aluminum ramp was coming apart from the concrete connection, so we removed the aluminum ramp, lowered it down, and reconnected all the lines, and we feel it's a little safer connection, barricaded the ramps so nobody can use it. We've been down for a week, got it back up and running, pumped 1,400 gallons this week. So today we had our gas nozzle break on us, but that was kind of unrelated. But other than that, everything else is going as normal.
So it looked like the engineer said, to summarize it, it's a, I don't know, suitable isn't the right word, but it'll work as a temporary fix, but do not do it long term.
Yes.
Where they put the ramp down to, is that not part of that block?
It's part of the slope. It's still.
But where they have physically took the ramp off of the big block and landed and moved it down. Is that where they attached down there? Is that part of that big block?
I don't know. I'm not sure actually how they built it, but it looks like it's a big concrete blob that's part of everything that's there. So it's hard to say exactly what that is, but we definitely need to plan on rerouting those lines. We have to do that no matter what to fix the slope. So, you know, the next plan is get an engineer or somebody to figure out what the best reroute plan would be. Bring it back to the board if you guys accept it. I'd rather just have it a permanent reroute. And you don't have to put the lines back in, a new ramp going back in there. So.
Most definitely. Area on the ramp, is that for safety deal for the, you know, there's a ramp on the other end of that dock.
Yeah, the transit dock.
Yeah. So the fuel can be, the people of certain fuel can walk down from there. But there's a happy ramp down to the fuel station for people to run up and do something on top for safety reasons.
No, there's an emergency switch off. They turn down, off switch down below.
Down below, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I get thinking about that. Now, we've had for quite a while all the electrics and water for all the rest of the docks going down and having a big loop in the lines with a wooden, happy wooden. And they put them in whenever they built the new base in 2000. And they've done the same thing over in the commercial basin on the west side. Is that a viable option?
It could be. I'm going to go by whatever the engineer's going to say. I'm sure there's plenty of other areas that's got lines, you know, fuel dock lines going down the docks. I'm gonna let the experts kind of let us know what their recommendation is.
Is there anything against the rule to put that fuel line in the water?
I don't think so.
I was just wondering. I mean, they've been there for quite a while, and they seem to be pretty solid and work pretty good, and it takes care of it. I mean, you've got to run a gangway down to them because they're fuel lines.
And yeah.
Break off.
There could be some rule about, you know, visibly inspecting your lines. You know, if it's underwater, it could be kind of hard to inspect the lines.
They come out of water pretty often on low tide.
Yeah.
The ones over on the other dock do, I know.
Right.
I would be interested to talk to Business Oregon and see if we could get a bridge loan against our 2019 lottery funds. And I understand that most of our issue actually has to do with the onshore portion rather than strictly the dock, and the legislature said dock. So we need to get their opinion, I think, as to whether it's appropriate to use the funds on this type of project or not. I'd like to see that get started, along with getting the engineering going.
Is Jack Aiken going to take this on, Gary?
I don't know if he's actually an expert on that. I can ask him, see what his opinion is at first, but I'm kind of thinking it might be some other, like Billingham Marine or Oregon Marine Construction. I was Googling them to come give us an assessment on our docks. So Billingham, I'm going to be talking to him on the phone Monday, so I'm sure they've done that kind of stuff before. So
we're not going to have to reinvent the wheel, I'm sure.
No. So I'll look into it. And I'll ask Jack too, because he's been working all these places too. So
somebody's done it someplace on the coast.
Yeah. And we've got the fuel company, the tank companies too. So I'm sure they've done it too. So we'll check them all.
So my concern is, I think we still have the risk of this landing toppling in and causing further damage or injury. And we also have, as Jack put it, I think he took off the 120-day limit on this revised report, but he still says it's temporary and not the normal level of risk. So I think we need to have this be probably one of our most top priority, maybe our top priority, other than the piling replacement that's on a different track. But I'm very concerned about the risk of a spill, even with the breakaway valves that we've got. And I want to see this, that we've looked at every way we can to get something moving here. So
I think there's a very big risk, because all the lines run right through that block.
Yeah. Exactly.
That block goes much, it's going to take it out of everything. I mean, if you were to reroute behind them somehow on temporary and get it underneath the deal if you had to.
Well, even if we get them, let's say we get them rerouted out of the block, but then they still have the risk of the block coming down and taking out the transient dock or the fuel dock or who knows what. I don't know how long, I don't know if it's going to go or if it's going to 2-3 days slowly. I'm not an engineer. I don't know how it's going to fail. So,
and then I think Andy, maybe it was Andy that reported there's like 25 feet that you stuck a bar up in there.
No, was this you? That was me.
It was you?
Tape measure.
So there's tunneling. There's tunneling.
Until it ran out.
Up under there.
Yeah.
You're going to tunnel worse now since it's open, and mm-hmm. You're supposed to have a pretty wet January, February, yep. From what I understand. Once it's opened up, it's worse.
Same thing in the Coast Guard handicap fishing parking lot.
Do you need a motion, or is that sufficient direction?
I don't think I need a motion.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
On using the lottery funds for it, My biggest concern at the last meeting was making sure that the field dock is open for crab season, which it is. If the slope's continuing to fail, I don't know, you know, we want to make sure we make the right decision and don't put a band-aid that's still going to fail when the slope continues to fail.
I agree with Andy. I think this is a top priority to not lose our field dock this time of year, because scrap season is going to open sometime, and it makes, you know, we lose enough money to pay for the dang thing during crab season to pay for the repairs.
It's a tough priority, all right.
And I don't want hardship on our fishermen. I think them having to wait for the season to open is hard enough. Any other discussion?
May I make a comment? Or offer a thought? If this goes tonight,
Daniel, before you start, you know, you've been coming to these meetings a long time, you know the rules, and I'd like to play by the rules. So I'm going to let you comment tonight, but in the future, I'd like you to fill out a card so that we have it on record here at the port. You had an opportunity to fill out the card on an agenda-related item, so I would like you to do that in the future, but I'm going to let you comment this evening.
The only reason I'm even making a comment, because it occurred to me in listening to your discussion, do you have any contingency, should this fail, to open up a fuel dock someplace else?
We spoke about this last meeting, I believe, and we were looking into a tanker.
Yeah, I would be trying to get a tanker from some other source. Carson Oil didn't have one last time, so maybe Tyree Oil or Calvin or somebody might have one.
I understand that, but where are you going to set it up if we cannot use that facility where it's at? So it won't impact the just loads unloading product.
We got multiple places.
Yeah.
There's,
you know, last time you set it up at the ice house.
Yeah, we set up the ice house. We can set it up at the steel wall, or you know, there's multiple places, or go back to the fuel dock. I prefer to go back to the fuel dock because it's easier for the boats to get there. But
the steel walls when they're unloading crab, you can move the truck in and out if you have to.
Right.
Any other comments from the commissioners? Okay. New business pilot. I was forwarded a complaint from the pilot that was sent to Mr. Coffey against the board for amending an agenda. I asked Mr. Coffey to respond. I'm looking for his title, Regional Editor-in-Chief. And Mr. Coffey responded, and the gentleman thanked him for the response, and said that he did not agree with it and would be looking, turning everything over to the pilot's attorney. And then we also, in the afternoon, have a public records request. I wanted the rest of the commission to be made aware that this has happened, and the other thing is Mr. Coffey recited the ORS and the rules, and I agree with Mr. Coffey, we have not done anything that violated any public open meeting laws, and SDAO, Ron Downs, General Counsel, called me this morning and reiterated the same thing that Mr. Coffey did. So, if anyone has any questions, I don't know that I could give any more answers than what I've given you, but I'd like to give you all a few minutes to read over.
Well, I'll just comment that I was at the county commission meeting on Wednesday, and they added an agenda item with county council sitting right there. And my experience going to meetings throughout Curry County is that this is specifically allowed under the statute that Mr. Coffey cited, and common ordinary practice. I can't understand the nature of the challenge.
I spent a lot of time looking at ORSs, and I couldn't find anything.
Well, I think it would be best just to continue to let the Port Council deal with any other complaints on this matter.
I think the complaint needs to be made to the port and not the attorney, and then forwarded to the attorney if we feel that it needs to be. And if the pilot doesn't like the port's response or there isn't a response, then it can follow the rest of the procedures in the ORS of how to deal with alleged violations of the public meeting laws or the public record laws.
I'm a little concerned that Mr. Coffey didn't send this to all the commissioners, and I don't know if, did Gary get it?
No.
I'm a little disturbed at Mr. Coffey's behavior. But I believe his legal analysis is spot on. But yeah, I don't see that we need, I appreciate being informed. I don't see that we need to take any action this time.
Any other comments before I proceed with the agenda?
Who's the actual complaint?
The regional editor of the pilot is Robert Fornoff, and he's the one who...
Oh, he's the complaint?
He's the complaint, filing the complaint to Mr. Coffey, right. And then the current status is that he says he's going to consult with pilot legal counsel. He doesn't accept Mr. Coffey's answer. I think he's, I don't know, maybe used to California law or something. So.
Well, I looked at the ORS for this too, and if it doesn't fall under something that's covered by this, we don't even have to respond to it. If you know, there's two actions that a complainant can take, depending on what type of meeting it is, and you know that's their next step if they don't like our answer, and then go ahead and do that.
Yeah, exactly. And just for the public, I'm gonna read a little bit from the ORS that Mr. Coffey has quoted. And this is talking about public notice of for open meeting, and it says, the notice shall also include a list of the principal subjects anticipated to be considered at the meeting, but this requirement shall not limit the ability of a governing body to consider additional subjects.
Any other comments from commissioners? I don't have any non-agenda related public comments. So we're going to go into an executive session, and this executive session of the Port of Brookings Harbor of Directors is called pursuant to ORS 192.6602B. To consider the dismissal or disciplining of or to hear complaints or charges brought against a public officer, employee, staff member, or individual agent who does not request an open hearing. Any member of the media that is here may remain. However, the board will require that any information derived from this meeting may not be disclosed pursuant to ORS 192.6604. So at this time, I'd like for everyone to leave. You can wait in your vehicles, and we would be glad to come out and get you afterwards.
What's going to happen after the closed meeting? What's coming up?
We don't know because we haven't had the closed meeting.
Oh, so that might be in
conjunction. We need to get an approximate time of when we may come back in.
I read the minutes.